Meaning of semantics, you know, to say it's not for paka, but it's kosher anyway. So what's the significance? Shem Shov, so it's not Shem Shov, so it's semantics. All right. Now let's proceed with the Rash. Tanya b'tisef. Chav leza b'yakov imegak sheyei b'reishei esrin v'yachas soshom imikshomim mimale b'kate v'neisim v'seichei debraisim t'mure doesn't say gag, but the tisef says gag. So mimale b'kate v'neisim v'seichei chayes riso u'peisko m'avon b'chotzer. Hoyu bimem so viniftiku bozi hamayim sharing, veimad bilim ben. She mad bilim baavir. Oh, it's another one. Hoyu reishach magil oros mad bilim baavir. Gal shenish las nayam nanor mad bilim beish mad bilim baavir. Mishni roshim neyim boros mad bilim bikite. All right, this is don't concern it. Pirish nesli seich lisagag u peis konu maavum bechotza loy sheisavu bechotza. V'hakein yedol mikveh. Di b'seif perikamedi t'muresh ma'minon li l'rablezah bin Yaakov. In explaining the tisefte, so he says that the pshat in the tisefte, even though the tisefte mentions Gag, shouldn't think that according to Rablezah bin Yaakov, dafke if it is nisarev outside the mikveh, and then it is nimshach. But if it is nimshach in the entry into the mikveh, then it's not kosher, because in Gemara and Tmura we see that according to the same Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, even not Gag, because the Rash did had the same girsay in the Gemara and Tmura as we have. And in the Gemara and Tmura, the same Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, when Tisefta mentions Gag, in Tmura he doesn't mention Gag. All right, the Nitziv says, and that's the Pshat in the Gemara. I mean, what Nitziv says is a very important Nitziv. I heard from my father that the Nitziv, the Goyen, it cannot be explained. So every Goyen is very obscure. But he said Ramah, the different Girsay, he just mentions Rosh Hashanah of different Girsay, but how can you know what it was? But the Nitziv, in his Perush, points out what the Goyen means. And I heard it's not that, why? The Nitziv didn't have recourse to his imagination. I mean, the Goyen doesn't say it, but the Nitziv heard it from his father-in-law Rabbi Tzale, and Rabbi Tzale heard it from Chaim Volozhiner, and Chaim Volozhiner heard it from the Goyen. So it's teras emes what the Nitziv says. I don't mean that the other Nitzivs are not teras emes, but I just meant to emphasize this. That's really the pshat of the Goyen. So, upeis kama v'chotza loy sheisav v'chotza v'haken yedol mikve. Dice ferikame dit muresh maminu l'rabeza v'yakov mikve sheyeish be esrim v'arasso mikshomim mimale b'katev sheesri so upeis kama mikve v'interin sheashive mitaheres birbiye v'amshoch alme loy boy sheisav v'chus l'mikve. There is no such requirement sheisav v'chus l'mikve. V'hoche kishemischatzim b'chotzer limokem echad ayre v'tevulim shom umlipoli b'milse mashma l'chayesh b'niskapsu b'chotzer shom mikshomim t'chilo v'hakein shuvin b'in shuvim t'chilo v'hakach mikshomim di b'cholin ye mitaya b'rbiye mishoch. So in other words, l'chayesh Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov b'niskapsu b'chotzer shom mikshomim t'chilo v'hakein shuvin bein shuvim t'chilo v'hakach meitshomim di b'chol inyen mitaya b'rbiya v'amshach b'chol inyen mitaya b'rbiya v'amshach. But it doesn't make any difference whether b'chotzer or b'gag. It doesn't make any. He said, so what's the pshat? Ein mesai bizman shemisar v'inachal yagia le'mikveh hoyo mikal chemisech hamayim im yedua shenof lisecha boin somayim kshirim asher leod lesir shlo shlomayim shuvim אם ידוע שאפו שיחה בו עם סומיים כשירים אשר יודו לסייך אני חושב ששווים לאף פוסל בישלים קודם כדי רמב״ם סווים לאף פוסל it means מיקה אם לאף פוסל if he don't directly but according to the other רשיינים it doesn't mean if he don't directly even from שוחה still it's פוסל so how does he say that תלחייש ואוכל כמשעשו מחוץ למוק מאחד הערב, ותאים שו, ומפולי מילסה משמן לחייש, ואין נסקפסו בחוצה של מקשום עם תחילו, והכן שובים, ואין שובים תחילו, והכך שומעים, די בכל עניה מתאי הבבי, והמשוך אין הנרוע, it doesn't make any difference what came first, whether the שובים, the מיות שובים came first, was dumped first, and then מקשומים דרוב, מקשומים דוואפט, or vice versa. It doesn't make any difference, even though the Loshna Gmore is Ribiye Ve'amshoche, it doesn't make any difference. This is what he says. But he doesn't mean that he doesn't make any difference. He doesn't make any difference whether, according to this Mishneh, whether the Ostaruves and then there was Amshoche, or there was Amshoche without Aruvis, then it does make a difference, because except according to the Rambam Pshat, that the Rambam says, Hoyo Mikalkum Yisechamayim means that he dumped directly into the mikveh, not that if he was Mikaleach outside the mikveh, and then it was Nimshach, it's possible. But the Rash doesn't explain like the Rambam. So the Rash explains like the Rosh, that Hoyo Mikalchin doesn't mean directly into the mikveh. Even Hoyo Mikalchin outside the mikveh. Gimel Tvachim away, 10 Tvachim away, outside the mikveh. But since there was no Taruves outside the mikveh, and the Miut is Tvam Shoche, comes into the mikveh without going through a process of taruves first, so then it is possible. Then it is possible. So, according to the Tana of this Mishnah, so when the Rash says, the lichayish bin iskapsu bechotzah shum mikshom mitchilo, vahakein shuvim bin shuvim mitchilo, vahakach mikshomim, v'chol inye mitaya b'biyam shoche, he only means there is no pay there and rov mikshomim first and then amshoche, or on the mute shuvim first and then the rov mikshomim. But there is ikpeide according to this Mishneh that there should be a taruves and the rov mikshomim and the mute shuvim before the animshach.
Here the Rashi is saying that the septic works out according to Blood of Ben Yankim.
Yeah.
And earlier the Rosh says that the Mishnah doesn't work out like Rav Elazar ben Yankim. So I thought that the Rosh is saying that the Tosef doesn't.
One second, Yenachnami, yeah. All right. When he says, Vim laf bos afal pishe dacham shoche yodu is a shloik snu maim shu miye, vi afal pishe yodu lipseif she yishlimu aboim so di kosova ham shoche mitayares klal afil shleish eslugin lipseif. In other words, this Tana of the Mishnah is more machmer than Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is matir even when the Amshoche does not take place after a process of Taruves. He's matir. In other words, you have Chof Aleph So make Shomim in the Mikveh. Then you are Mamshech Yuteso Shuvim. So it's kosher. There is no taruves. So it's still kosher. But according to the Tana of the Mishnah, no. When is Amshoche kosher if it is preceded by a process of taruves? So then we say, we have Rov, make shomim. It's still possible. We don't apply the concept of Rov that it shouldn't even require Hamshoche. No, but if you first you have let's say over here in the Chotzer you have Chof Aleph So Mikshom, then you dump Biyodayim Yuteh So Shuvim, then you are Mamshich into the Beir, So before Yamamshich, there is a process of Taruves. And it's really an Indian of Bitul Berov. But if you'll say Bitul Berov Mamesh, so then why do you have to be Mamshich? You don't have to be Mamshich. The answer is, again, we have to explain it that way, that there are two psulim. One psul is he doesn't even have a Chalish and Mikveh. The other psul is a psul, it has a Chalish and Mikveh, but it's a Posel and Mikveh. So Amshoche is necessary. In other words, if you have Bitul Berov, so then a Chalish and Mikveh test. Amshoche cannot confirm a Chalish and Mikveh on something that did not have a Chalish and Mikveh. It can be mafkia psulim. So mele, you have to take, according to the Tanya of this Mishneh, you have to have a process of taruves. Because if you don't have taruves, suppose you have in the bayah, you chofal of so, make shomim drop in the bayah, and then you are mamshich, you test or shuvim. You are mamshich, you test or shuvim. So mele, even though you are mamshich, it can the Chalish and Mikveh cannot be Chal. Chalish and Mikveh can only be Chal on Mayim, that Bidei Shamayim came to the Mikveh. But if it was through men's intervention, it cannot have a Chalish and Mikveh. Mikveh means Bidei Shamayim. There's a Loshon of the Safo. Ma Mikveh Bidei Shamayim, Afkol Bidei Shamayim. In other words, it says Bidei Shamayim. So merely it's not shayach to say I'm shoch. So according to Tan of this Mishnah. But one second. One, if you have outside the mikveh, you have chafalef so miksham, and then you dump, you teso, and they become yurev. It's not nikah. Which drop is shov is originally shov, and which drop is originally miksham. It's not nikah. No one can tell. It's a real taruvis. So there is a loch of Bitul Berov. So here there is also Bitul Berov. Bitul Berov only ligabe the Chalish Mikveh. Because Rube Kikule, so we say, since you have Chafal of so, that Bidei Shamayim, and only you test so, Bidei Odom, and the Amurev, so it's Kikule, so it's considered that it has a Chalish Mikveh. So right now, without Amshochit Chalish Mikveh, but it's a possible, and that's the psul with Rabbanon, that if there is Gimel Lugim, so it's possible, and Bitul is not Chal, otherwise, so the whole Takone that Gimel Lugim puzzles would have no significance, because there is always Bitul. The answer is that was the essence of the Takone, that Gimel Lugim falls into a mikveh before its memso, so then no bitul is chal on it. So mele, at the time when there was a taruves of yutes so shuvim and chofalef so mikshamim, bitul was chal to confer upon the totality of memso a chalish mikveh, but not a kosher mikveh. Apostle mikveh, why apostle mikveh? There's a konis chachom. So, ligabe the psul of shuvim, there is no bitul. Otherwise, the whole takone of psul gimlugim wouldn't make sense. So in order to mafkia the psul, we have to resort to amshach. Yes.
According to this, what would happen in a case of where we had a caleb capable of holding our boim saw, and there was already 19 saw in the Kehle of Mayim Shuvim, and then
Kehle?
In a Kehle.
Yeah.
And then.
I understand, I mean, you cannot be table in the Kehle anyway.
Right, yeah. So and then, let's say, 21 saw fell in, like the case of Amniach Kankani Barosh Agag. In other words, he put the Kehle out there, but he didn't have any Kavanah. Yeah. So it's not Mayim Shuvim.
Yeah.
So now, Ligabi the Loch of Bittel, he has Rov Mayim Ksherim, Neged. The 19 saw shuvim.
Oh, you mean so here?
But you don't have a. Yeah. It's not a. Doesn't have
here
a.
Here you couldn't say bitul because it's in Ikele.
Right, there's no
yeah,
even
Tfile Bikele, that Chaim points out that the aloch is even the Raisa, even the Rishenim like the Rambam, the Ri, that Kuli Shov is kosher with the Raisa, But Bikele, let's say in a bathtub, so then it's certainly Pastum Dreis. Why? Because it's Exeros HaKosuf. Tefillah has to be Bikarke. So it's not a question, it doesn't have a Chalishim Mikveh. Let's say it has a Chalishim Mikveh. Tefillah, in order that Tefillah should be Eile, it has, the Tefillah has to be Bikarke. The same Mayim, they have a Chalishim Mikveh. But if the Mayisah Tefillah takes place in a not in carcass, and the tefillah is not tailor, so maybe you cannot ask. I mean, it's a very good point what you raise, but this is the terrace. In other words, if the halacha had been that why is tefillah bekele not good, because bekele doesn't have a chalisha mikve, there's no shalocha that bekele doesn't have a chalisha mikve. Bekele can also have a chalisha mikve, so, but of what avail is the fact it has a chalisha mikve? Zero sakosuf, tefillah bikarka is not effective. It has a chalisha mikveh. So you are tabling mikveh, but it's bikarka. It's bikarka. So mele, tefillah bikarka is not effective. So mele, as bitlis chal, even the kele.
Even the kele?
Even the kele, bitlis chal. The chalisha mikveh is kosher. Of course, you couldn't be tabled because you cannot be tabled.
You could be mamshich that into the mikveh.
That's right. All right, now.
How can you have a chalosh and mikveh without? I mean, midiraisa. If you need a, how can you have a chalosh and mikveh in that case? Because I mean, midiraisa, you need it to be ikru b'karka.
I really wouldn't use the term chalosh and mikveh because then it will be very misleading. What I'm saying is that bikele is not good, not because kele is mufke of chalosh and mikveh. Kele is not mufke chalosh and mikveh. Tefillah has to be bikarka. Some mele, I mean, again, it's a question of semantics. Why call it chalisha mikveh? You cannot be tailed, so what's the significance of calling it chalisha mikveh? I say al pedin, the reason as to why you cannot be tailed with kele is not because kele is mufke of chalisha mikveh, because tefillah has to be bikarka. All right, now the Rosh. The Rosh is also very confusing here. Im Regen a kosha kosha. All right. Maim shuvi, shnisa v'chotza v'nich nishu l'secho yiko, o yalmai lis hamor v'nich nishu yachad lisich hamor. Im Regen a kosha kosha. Ki Rablaza ben Yaakov, di omar ferkam ditmure mikve sheish b'chof alef so mikshomim, mimale bikatev, tisho so soin, ופייט קונ למיק ורים תיירים שעשיבים מת הארז בירביה והמשוכה אלו דהוכה משמע דיס מישנץ משמע שיסרבו יחד הקשירים והפסולים קדם שיד למיק. There has to be a process of תרובס first. קדם שיד למיק דיקטון נסייפה הויו מקלחון שחמיים. So not like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, mikalch means if he pour directly into the mikveh, so it's the vaposhut. It's not a chiddush. But he says no. Perush im hoyo mikalchim belo itarubes lisicha mikveh v'koma even from shoch, but it wasn't preceded by itarubes v'koma da filu shlei shalugin sheyordu derech hamshoche beli itarubes peislin. He spells it out. It's not only that mute you teso, just loisalim. Suppose you have lameteso, make sure lameteso plus together. I don't know how many lugin. I forgot a cheshbon. There is niso. It's just a memso minus gimelim. Make sure. Mem so minus gimelugi mikshom, and then you'll be mamshich according to the Tana of the Mishnah. We don't pass like the Tana of the Mishnah. Then you'll be mamshich gimelugi into the mikveh. It will be possible. That's the chumre of the Tana of this Mishnah. Pirushim oyel kalchem loy taruves lesham mikveh v'komad afilu shlei shalugim sheyodu deracham shoche b'li taruves peis. ובחי גבנה קוטונת במידל סדר רב לזר ביעקב בתספטה רב לזר ביעקב אמר גק שיש ברישי אחד ועשרים סול שמקשומים Mimali bikate v'neis en seiche yutesoin upeiskon umavom bechotza. Almen boyet haruves bechotza kedim sheyedul mikve. Because if, so in other words, if it wouldn't require a taruves before dam shoche, so why does he mention Rabbeinu ben Yaakov and Tisefte Gag? Why do they have to mention him such a strange, not a usual tzio, you know, a usual tzio is not Gag. So why does he mention that? So it's mashma, he mentions Gag because the Gag is not a place where people are table in the Gag. You could build a mikveh on the Gag too, but I mean, ordinarily, it's not a thing. I mean, so there is taruves before it comes to the mikveh. Before it comes to the mikveh, so then Hamshoch is effective. If it is preceded, briefly, Hamshoch is effective according to the Tanna of this Mishneh if it is first preceded by taruves of oven mute. So then there is chalidin of bitl that it is has a chalisha mikveh. Then, but it's still possible. So then Amshoche is mafkia the psu. Vikomal afil shleisha lugin shiobed ar Amshoche. Belit haruv espes. Uv chai gavne gatorim dus olum yan kisar lor yai ki vikashli berishi. Chosu som bishom 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 so upeiski umarvom bechotza alme umarvom bechotza alme boit haruves bechotza kine shiad lo mich hilkach nire de hach mishne ki rableza ben yaiki di disefti it is like rableza de yaiki because the rash said the loik rableza ben yaakov why loik rableza ben yaakov di sefti kamri tmura di koma so the Rash said, "When love pours off a piece of the Hamshoch, he orders a shulchamayim. Should be after all the safe, she is the Mabam so the Kesova Hamshoch and Mitaris law. After the Shle shall look in lip safe. After the Shle shall look in lip safe. The Loiker of Lezab and Yaakov. So, in other words, the Rash and the Rosh say the same thing in regard to the Tana of this Mishneh. Namely, that according to the Tana of this Mishneh, Hamshoche is only effective if it is preceded by a process of Taruves. But if it's not preceded by a process of Taruves, then it's not effective. But the Rosh says this Halocha does not conform to the Shita of Rableza ben Yaakov, because the Shita of Rableza ben Yaakov is that even if it's not preceded by Taruvis, so that's what he mentions. He says, "Birbiyev Amshoch, Kiman Rableza ben Yaakov, the Omar that Shuvim is Mitaya Birbiyev Amshoch." So the Gemara emphasizes, "Birbi Amshoch, all you need is Birbi Amshoch." Why doesn't the Gemara say Birbiye v'yataruves v'amshoch? As a matter of fact, you could say Birbiye means taruves, I mean that. But this is how the Rash is midayik. So the Rash says that our Mishneh does not harmonize with the Shita of Rav Yaakov. And the Rosh says, no. He says the same thing as far as the Pshat and the Mishneh is concerned. As the Pshat Mikalchim is concerned, like the Rash, but the Rash says that Mimele, it's not in harmony with the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. And the Rosh says, Dafke, it is Dafke in the harmony, but you soon see Stira in the Rosh. So he says, because when the Rosh mentions Rabbi Yaakov, that is in conformity to this Mishneh, he doesn't mention the price in Tmure, he mentions the price in Tisefte, not the price in Tmure. But but the Rash mentions the price in Tmure, but the Rosh mentions the price in Tisefte, and there the Tisefte emphasizes Gag, So what does God mean? So in other words, the Tataruves takes place on the Gag before the Amshoche from the Gag into the Mitzvah. Hilkach Nira Da'ach Mishnei Shabbazam Yaakov Tisefti Diboye Taruves Bechotzer Vishuv Heisif Lihokeil Diliboye Taruves Bechotzer De'achriti Midimayiselei Vishuv Heisif Lihokeil. Who is Meisiv Lohakeil? Not that the Mishnah is Meisiv Lohakeil, but the Gemara in Tmura is Meisiv Lohakeil. Vishuv Haisiv Lohakeil, the Liboye Taruvez Bechotzer, the Achritei, Midimayise, Le Talmud Aleikle Masnissen, the Tmura Behoche, Vave Motze Name Leupe Masnissen, Kereplezer, the Tisefte, Vechein Hilchese, Vechein Hilchese, the Shive Mitaheres, Birbiye Veamshoche, Afal Pishalu Nisar Vachusle Mikvi. So it's a stirim in Eil Bey. It's a stirim in Bey. It seems from the Rosh, I don't know, but it seems from the Rosh that there are two braises al Libid Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. One braise, because the Loshen of the braise in Tmure is not like the Loshen of the braise in Tisefte. Tisefte mentions the Tzir of Gag. The Rambam also mentions the Tzir of Gag. So Nitziv says that the Rambam had a different gears in Tmure. So according to the Rambam's gears, and it's mashma from Pirush HaMishneh that the Rambam had the gears in Tmure Gag, not just Chotzer, but the Rosh had the gears in Tisefte Gag, and in Tmure he didn't have the gears in Gag. What's the lotion in of the price in this FT? Mantano ma pribarama bechni, Rablezer be Maoma Mantane, Omar pribarabi, Omar bechni, Rablezer be Yakifi, Ditna Rablezer be Yakofi mea, Mikashi, I remember Hasomik Shamin, Mimale be Katef Chaestri saw, U Pinskom Mikve, Veinterin, Shashive Mitaheres, Bir Bia Vam Shochen. So what does it mean? Upeiskon lemikve, not gag. So that means, according from the bloshen of the price of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov in Tmura, is mashma, even if it's not preceded by taruves. Mikve sheyesh be'esrim ba'achaso, mikshomim imale bikatef chayesri so, upeiskon lemikve. In other words, you already had a chavalef so in the mikve. Here is the chotzer, and here is the bear. You already had chof aleph so. Here and the bear. Then he dunks here on the spasa bear. He dunks you test so, and that by itself it glides into the mikveh. It's kosher. So there is no, if that is the pshat in the Mishnah, if that is the pshat in the braise of Mikveh sheyesh be'esrim so meikshomim mimale bikatef chayesri so upeiskon mikveh. So it means that in the braise of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov in Tmure, no taruves takes place preceding the amshoch. It all takes place at the same time. The taruves takes place the moment it falls into the bear, and still it's kosher. So in other words, so it seems, according to the Rosh, I don't know how to explain the Rosh, there seems to be a stirim in Eil Bey, but it seems that according to the Rosh, there is a machlekes ha-braises al-libid Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, between the braise in Tisefte and the braise in Tmura from Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So Mimele, according to the braise in Tisefte, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov requires the taruves should precede Amshoche. But if the taruves does not precede Amshoche, if the taruves takes place after the Amshoche, like in this case, where you have Chafalef so here on the bear, and then you dumped al Sfasa bear in the Chotzer, you dumped, you teso, and then it lies by itself. So according to the price in Tisefte, it's possible. It's kind of Tisefte. and the comes the price here is kosher. And our Mishneh accords with the price with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov according to the price in the Tisefte. This is what the Rosh means. Vishuv Heisif Lohakil, the Liboye Taruves, Bechotzad Achriti, with the Maisli Talmida Leikin Masnissin Nitmure Boche, Vave Motze Nama Leikin Masnissin Kirablazer Bishisefte, Vichain Hilchese, Dishive Mitaheres Bebiv Am Shoche, Aval Pishalu Nisar Vachutzl Mikve, like the price of Rablazer Biyakov in Tmure, not like our Mishneh, not like the price of the Tisefte of Rablazer Biyakov. This is what the Rosh says. Now let's see.
According to the Rosh, Tosefta and the Mishnah are in accordance with each other?
What?
According to the Rosh, is it Tosefta
and the Mishnah are in harmony with each other?
Are they in harmony? Our Mishnah, according to the Rosh, is only...
No, what does our Mishnah say? That Hamshoch is only effective if it is preceded by Taruves, Chutzl Mikveh, before the Hamshoch begins. And the Tisefte, the Braise of Rablazer ben Yaakov, says the same thing, only when the Taruves takes place in the Gag, and then the Hamshoch takes place from the Gag into the Mikveh.
But he says the way the Rosh explains the Tisefte, it's Mashim being capable in that Gag Mamash.
No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. I don't see it. I don't see it. Never shuv his blockil do boy taguve bchotzad achrite. What does he have to
tell you? No, I'm saying the Rash.
Oh, the Rash.
Yeah, the Rash holds that the Rosh of Yankin, or does the Rash hold that the Mishnah that they
sept are not in accordance? No, the Rash holds. One second. That Rablazer ben Yaakov, oh, Inchram, I thought you said the Rosh. Oh, the question is, what will the Rosh do with the Loshon of the Tisefte? There it mentions Gag. So apparently, according to the Rosh, where is the Loshon Tevel and Shom?
In the Rosh, when the Rosh explains this.
Well, one second. In other words, well, the Rash really mentions not the Loshon of Tisefte. He mentions the Loshon of Tisefte, true. But when he explains it, he mentions the Loshon of the Gemara, the Braise in Tmure. So in explaining the Braise in Tmure, he says Tevel and Shom. So Mimele, I think we have to say, as you say, that in the Tisefte, we also have to say that the Tefillah takes place in the Gag itself. Yeah, all right. But anyway, the Rosh is a different sheet. I think we have to say that. So, but the Rosh is a different sheet. Anyway, but the Rash and the Rosh both agree, as far as this mission is concerned, that Hamshoch is only effective if it is preceded by process of Taruves, of Bitul Berov, prior to the Hamshoch. So then there is Bitul Berov, so we say Rubei Kikule, it's all make sham. Some militaries are Halishemik, it's all make sham, it's Halishemik. But there is a Psul de Rabbonon, Chachomim Pasel Gimelugin. So you can't say it's not Gimelugin, so then the whole Takone doesn't make sense. So that was Takone, there shouldn't be a Chalbit. Otherwise, what's the Takone? So in order to puzzle, to be mafkia the psul of Shov, that we have to resort to Hamshoch. That's according to the Tane of the Mishneh. But we don't puzzle like the Tane of the Mishneh. We puzzle like, according to the Rosh, like the Braise of Rablazer ben Yaakov in Tmure. That even when it's not preceded by process of Taruves, so Hamshoch is also effective. But not that we don't have to apply two aloches. One aloche that Shov does not have a chalishe mikveh, and the other that is a psul. No, that's true, even according to the way we pass. There are two aloches. There is aloche that if he chove, so then he doesn't have a chalishe mikveh. It's not. Shov is not mikveh. Mikveh has to be Bidi Shamayim. Shov means Bidi Yoro. It doesn't have Halisha Mikveh. But as far as Halisha Mikveh is concerned, as far as Halisha Mikveh is concerned, so then there is a Nian of Bitl Berov. There is a Nian of Bitl Berov. But as far as the Psul Shov is concerned, there is no Nian of Bitl Berov. So you have to resort to Amshoche. But the way we pasken, so even if you had in the Be'er Chafalef Saw make Shami, and then you don't Tanzvasa Be'er, you test Saw Maim Shuvim, and it was Nimshach into the Be'er, it would still be kosher. Why would it be kosher? Because there would be, even though the Amshoche is not preceded by Taruves, and the Taruves takes place after it the water comes in the Be'er. But there are two halachas. First of all, there is a din of Bitul Chal. Again, there is a din of Bitul. But according to the Tanaim of the Mishneh, the Bitul has to take place before the Amshoche. Bitul cannot take place after the Amshoche. And according to the way we pasken, like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the price of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Tmure, so the Bitul can take place even after the Amshoche. So Mele it's kosher. Why is it kosher? First, after all, we have to cope with two problems. Shov does not have a Halisha Mikveh. So the Halisha Mikveh is chal through the process of Bitul. Even though the Bitul takes place after the Amshoche, there is still a din of Bitul of Rubiki Kulei, so that means since it's Mi'uev and the Rov is Mikshamim, so it's considered that everything is Mikshamim. Bitul Berov. Bitul Berov. So it has a Halisha Mikveh. But then there is a Psul Rabbonon of Shov, and that is not Shaya Bitul, because otherwise, so whole Takoni wouldn't make sense. So that is Pakaf Sul Yamshach. That's it. So the machlekes between the Mishneh and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Tmure is that the Mishneh holds that the Taruves process has to precede the Amshoche, and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Tmure, not Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Tisefte, but Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Tmure holds that he does not have, the Taruves does not have to precede the Amshoche. It can take place even after the Amshoche. Yes.
Can we say that the machlokes between the Tana of the Mishnah and Reb Lezer in Tmura is over the question of Mayim Shuvim, whether or not it's possible to Yoraisa Mirabon? Because according to the Tana of the Mishnah, that's the reason why...
You could say it, but then you'll have to come to certain conclusions. I mean, it will not...
I'm saying it might be mistaber because...
Yeah, but it might be mistaber, but it will not be so, because then... So you'll have to paskin, because the way... paskin, so you'll have stairs.
I mean, because the Rashiba said that the machlok...
I don't want to assume that, because then I'll be standing on a slippery slope, you know.
I mean, but
have to reach certain conclusions, you know.
And when it works out well, because that's the reason why...
Yeah, I know.
But okay. Is mitayim afterwards, because it already has
but
a chalak. Otherwise,
you'll have to come to certain big chidushim conclusions.
If you say that according to Reb Elezer ben Yaakov in the Mishnah, in the Brisin Tmura, that he holds that Shuvim is possible with Yoraisa, then why can the Taruvis, like the Amshacha, come even after the Amshacha? Why can the Taruvis...
Why not?
Because you don't have a mikvah which has a chaloshem.
But now you have a Taruvis.
Only with, but
now I have Taruves.
But if you
it's
hold,
a general din of Bitul Berov. In other words, the identity of the miut is lost in the Rov.
But that was only.
You don't have Shuvim. But you say you don't have Shuvim, let it be kosher. No, there's a special Psul Rabbanon. Otherwise, the Takonis Chachamim doesn't make sense. So, as far as that Psul Rabbanon of Shov is concerned, there is no din of Bitul. That you have to say, according to everybody.
But how can you use the Metayer of Hamshacha before you have the Chalosha Mikvah?
If it had been mentioned by Rishani, I could understand it very well. But to say myself, I couldn't do it. It'd be too big chiddush. Yeah.
Is it Harumas kind of less of an active, it's more of working together, Bittul Barayv?
Bittul Barayv, yeah, that's right.
Why
that's the significance of Hov. What's the significance of Hov Bittul? Of course, everybody says it's based upon Bittul. What's the yichas of Hov if not for Bittul? Hov has no significance except through the concept of Bittul. Otherwise, Hov has no significance.
So what are we being mevatel? Being mevatel that
mevatel, the in other words, shov means b'diodom, and deini shov means b'dishamayim. That's mishov, b'dishamayim. So to have a chalisha mikveh, it has the mayim has to accumulate b'dishamayim. If it is accumulated b'diodom, so it doesn't have a chalisha mikveh. You have Chafalef so in the bear for a long time, and then you now Yuteso come in, so Mele become commingled. You can't even recognize. So Mele, the original Maim Shuvim Yuteso lose their identity. They lose their identity.
If it would have come in with Adam Shafo, the dinner upon us, it doesn't lose its.
That's right. Yeah. As far as the psul of not having chalisha mikveh is concerned, even if you dump them in without amshach, and that's why midraisa is certainly kosher. Midraisa is certainly kosher. Why is it kosher midraisa? Because according to the rishonim who say that kulei shov is possible midraisa, why is mutual kosher because of Bittul Barayv. Alright. So anyway, on a practical level, there's no nafkimine because all the rishonim pask that hamshach is effective even if it's not preceded by a process of bittul. Before the Amshach, even if the Bittul takes place after the Amshach. Alright, now let's see the Loshon HaRambam. First, the Girsa here and the Girsa in Kapach. Kapach says, there's a certain sharp expression here that Kapach doesn't have. Horak. Alright. Omru. Al Malis Hamor, Hevdel Shlishi, Rosalema, She Nofal Hamura, Bechotzer Abai, Sejibeir, Sheyeshom, Al Malis Hamoro, Viacha Nigra Hamayim, Amerovim, Viozo, Techamor, Vinikveshom, Nikonikve, Nishal, Sheyeshedrov. He'll require, Yishal here means he'll require, not he'll ask, but he'll require. In the Yishal, Sheyeshedrov, that's why. Sometimes we find the difficulty in the Lashon of the Pirush HaMishnah because it's a translation from Arabic, and I suppose in Arabic it was like in English, you know, require. In other words, so yishal, well, require does not mean ask. Ask is inquire, but I suppose that the Arabic term has two meanings. It means ask and it means require. Require. Some Mele it was translated to Yishal, but Yishal in Hebrew normally does not have the meaning of require, but ask, interrogate. Alright, in Yishal, so it should require Sheyeh Berev, Moshe Zohar. Or is it here? Mishnah Daberes, Mishnei, Misholim. Two examples. Vehu sheyirs, vehu sheyisavu bechotzer, vehisavu liuke, veyimshchu. Even the term Misholim, for examples, is not a regular word in Hebrew. I mean, we wouldn't say Moshul means a Moshul. It means an allegory. I mean, not. Not an example, but anyway, he's used here. Vushi savo bechotza vi savo liugo וימשכו ליוקו, או יסעב על מלס המער, אומנם לתיר שם המשוחל, המים הקשירים, ומים שובים, ירדין על ישרון בבר אחד, ימי נבוית נתו המשוחל, directly. והוא אומר, הרי זה מקלוחים, זה המים, not like the rush פשט מקלוחים, the rush פשט מקלוחים. וכלוח הוא הזולס המים, ואנחנו נפתם בעיקר, וזה שהוא מקווה ממסו, מים שירים לסך המקווה, כלים שיגיע עמו הם שלישה לוגים מים שובים. הנה הוא מקווה כושב, ואינת פיממה שיגיע שום, אך הזה מים שובים. כי ממסו לא יפסיד עם מים שובים, כמו שבאנו, וכבר יסבוי אליך גם כי שמרנו, גימו לוגים מים שובים פייס לנס המקווה. אמנם אם הוא עם ייב, אמנם הוא עם ייב הוא בעצם המקווה. אמנם אם נשפוך המים חוץ למקווה, ויורד למקווה ביצל, דס אפשר. הנה הוא קושר. בתנאי שיהיה לב המים הקשרים מגיעים למקווה. והוא אמרם בשס, שוב או שימשכו או קשר. So, you see from the Lashon Rambam, and this is part and parcel of what the Goyen said, that the Rambam had different gerses. So you see a raya. In our Gemara, in our text, you don't have the expression shuvashim shechur ksher, but shuvashim shechur kul ksher. Well, difference in one word. Shuvashim shechur kul ksher. And here, the Rambam mentions a loshim shuvashim shechur ksher. Ach historich sheyu ashuvim מיעוט המקווה, דמי שבוע עליו, לא שם מישהו. ואולם תימר, איזה דובר ישמיע השס, ואומרם שוב השם שחו או כשאירו. וזה יש המישנו בו, בזה הלוש, מסניס נוסלה ושנינו. לידיע, סעמנה לו את שוואץ דחידש, עובדים דגמורים כמור השוב השם שחו או כשאירו. איזה מישנו מפורש, דיס מישנה, פרק דלת מישנה דלת, So why does Rabbi Yochanan tell us? That's the Mishnah Mefarashes. That's his kash. Vim teimar, eize dovar yishmona ashaz b'om ashur shim shlo shiyo, vize is habish Mishnah bobez la rosh mas nisno slash minon lid. Mas nisno slash minon. Lo yidia shohu yaisif lo nubiyo. Lefishilu nisharum zis ha Mishnah if Rabbi Yochanan did not tell us the aloche of Shuvash Mishru Kshiro Biyom Romashi Yipot Harudis HaMayim Shuvim Mayim Shirim Chutz Limikir V'Yisar Efakir V'Yishoch Mikri Yisiva the Rambam says what the Rash and the Rosh say Alibi the Emes in the Mishneh so the Rambam says Alibi the Emes the Mishneh does not limit the effectiveness of Hamshoche to a case where it is preceded by Taruves Chutz V'Mikri Lavdavke, but that's why Rabbi Yochanan has to tell us Shuvashim Shechurak Sheo. The Kashi is, Maikomashmono, it's a Mishnah Mefarashes. Hamshochet Sheo. If not for Rabbi Yochanan's Kiddush, I would say Pshat in the Mishnah like the Rash and the Rosh. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, don't say Pshat, don't understand the Mishnah like the Rash and the Rosh. It's not the right Pshat. The right Pshat is like the Rambam Pshat. Not like the Russian Rosh. This is what Yashov Vadinim Shakosha. Uvitisefter Blazam Yakafimir Gakshi Bereshi Hofalef So Shomimik Shomim Mimale Bikatev Nasin Seh Yuteso U Peskom Visavo Bechosa Viomru Hunasin Seh Roslima Lisehagak. ואח היה תראה להמיים, ולהמיים ירדו מצין רגג, וישר והמיים בחוצה. כבר הסבור לוח שזה יש השובה שימשכו, יצטורך שיהיה הורי בן הקושר, והשוב עם משוחים. ועל זה הכוונה רומזו בתחיל השקולים, ביומרו מסכנס המקוויס, כמו שזכרנו שם, what's in the sacknes of voice? In other words, if the mikveh is possible, so you cure it, by being mamshechet. Uchvor choshaf ish godl meit, Rav Eiyun, it couldn't be the Rav Alfes. The Rambam had too much reverence and awe for the Rav Alfes that he should use such expressions. Just a compliment ish godl meit for Rav Alfes. No, that's not. somebody else. The Ram says that the Rav Alfa's shita is the tshuva shimshachu kol hakshero. It's a diuk haloshen in Shvuas, the Rav Alfa's. But that's not the shita's Ram. Uchvachoshaf is godl meid Rav Riyun be'eretz ha'ma'arov. The Rav Alfa's have a song describing that. Ma'arov doesn't even mention name. Whenever he mentions Rav Alfa's, so he mentions his name. Sheshuvashim shechur kshero, v'afilu hoyu amik ve'kuli shov, v'nimshach, v'nerag al ze bi'amo v'israel. It's a strange expression, I suppose, in Arabic, because he translates it. That's the. Is the value of Kapach's translation. Kapach is a terrific person. He's a big Talmud Chacham. Big Talmud Chacham. I don't want to make comparisons, but in my opinion, I don't want to be quoted. He's the biggest Talmud Chacham among all the Sfarim. The biggest Talmud Chacham. He towers above everybody. But he's a none of a tzaddik, you know, and he doesn't mix. He's such a none of. He's a none of, and his rabbis is a none of a tzaddikim. I mean, a remarkable person. And you ever hear his name? Never hear his name. But he's a boki bishas bavli yasham. Rambam, that is the biggest boki. I mean, no one is such a boki in all this form of the Rambam. Yod Chazoko in Mishneh Torah. So he knows Arabic very well. So he translates that expression, Ne'arak Bizreya, Bi'amo Bizreya, he translates it a little differently. I was killed with the wrist, and I mean, it's a strange expression, but vinega mineva kalkach bikeach veil eil, like mikomecho beilim Hashem. Eil means that's chel eil here, it means strong, strength. So eil, I mean, means strength. So we never called there, and he struggled. He fought for that aloche with strength and courage and firmness. It's something different than the naagalze bizreya viamo. Bizreya viamo is like the expression, you know. So I mean, it's a colloquial. Maybe it's not even a nice expression. The person got dressed to kill. So what does it mean, got dressed to kill? It doesn't mean that he's going to kill anybody. To make a terrific impression, in other words. So here it's also in the sense, I mean, he shouldn't think that anybody killed him. What is that?
I'll fight for it with my life.
With my life, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's fresh, yeah. He fought for it. And then he says, "Uchvo, v'nimshach v'nerag al ze b'am v'zreo dvor ze mefosem b'seifrei b'yesei bilti mevin zis ha-mishnah klal." Couldn't have meant the Rav Alfa. It's impossible. V'afil hoyo ze bozele ma'ashomo ha-mishnah yirim ha-apostle. Apostle. V'afil loyim ikshom klal lo ma'im shumim b'ovad. ויום שוח מיד נעמל לסמורו יעניק ממקווה כושר ואשר ישחייב זה עתו יזכולה יהומיו תשמירה סמיש נבח קירה. וואו, הרמב״ם מוצא דתה ברגל אופס, אני נראה את זה, אם כאן סיבה בו ולמה שבו הוא מניף לו ממורם אם רואיס אותם זכוכן של מידי קורוב כי ברזל משנוסי שנסדור בו. Who was it? I don't know. He admits he was not in Godla, I mean, but he expresses himself very sharply. Very sharply. I mean, this is not the Rambam. Why does the Rambam express himself? Because he felt he has to express himself very sharply. Because as a result of that, some Kshini mentioned it, because of the Chachmei Amarov, many people decided to be table in Ambetoyes. Number two is, you know, if Shuvashim Shachur Kulok Sheo, so you can be, you can tell Mantoy, so it was a Kilokur. I mean, it's a Bikule that people be Mizalvul and Dino Akil, that's why the Rambam expressed himself so sharply against Dechi. All right, now let's see the Loshna Rambam. Yod HaZal. Rambam in Perek Daled Milchas Mikvois Halocha Hei says it's Halocha Hei Halocha Ches Halocha Tes Yud Halocha Ches in Amayim Ashuvim Peiselnes HaMikve Bishlei Shalugin Asher Yiplis Ech HaMikve Min Akli Aval Nikro Amayim Ashuvim Chutz LeMikve Vinimshecho Viyodu LeMikve Einom Peiselnes HaMikve אשר נחצו ונחצו, אבל אם הוא יורד מן הקשרים, הרי המקווה קושר. כיצד? אז הרמב"ם mentions many theories, several theories. כיצד? מקווה שיש בחופסו ומשהו מים קשרים, ויוממה לבישייף חוץ למקווה, והמים נשוחים וירדים למקווה, בין שהיום נשוחים, in other words, so what's the first example? The first example is not one like the Mishneh in Perek Daled, Mishneh Daled, where there is a taruvis process preceding the Amshocha. No, he has a bear, Chofalev, so my children, except the Rambam doesn't mention Chofalev, but Chof Mashun. At that point, there is also Machlekes Rishonim. According to the Rambam, so what's Rov mean? Rov means 20 plus. Doesn't have to be Chof Halef so, but 20 plus. And according to the Mordechai and Rabbi Yeruchem, it has to be Chof Halef so. I always mention Chof Halef so because that's according to all the Shem. But according to the Rambam, it has to be 20 so plus. Kesat. Not the case of the Mishnah in Perek Daled of Mikvois, where Taruves precedes Damshoch.
But why should it have to be 21?
What?
If it's just a dinam bittel.
That's a kash. Right. That's a kash. Why? But the Ram doesn't mention it. Inachna. That's a kash. If it's a dinam bittel, why dafke 21? That's a good kash. Maybe mit Rabbonon. Kesat Mikvois. I don't think that the Rabbi Yeruchem would say that midraise it has to be dafke chvalef. So this problem with the rabbanon is it has to be choshev. I mean a rof choshev. Keisat mikve sheyesh bichofso umashu ma'im kshirim v'hoyo mimale v'sheyef chutz l'mikve v'amayim shochem v'yedlo mikve bein shoyim shochem l'akarko b'sachasilim chayitzim midvorin shenepeslas ha'mikve hareyo koshev. You see, the Rambam is chilek on the Mordechai Shite that Amshocha has to be dafke ala karka. It can be b'sechassilin also, as Lord, b'sechassilin also. He said, "Chayitze b'mitvorim shen peislas hamikve haru kosher." And most Rishonim say that it cannot be al gabi kelim, but Rashi, the Rambam says al gabi silin, even al gabi kelim. Chayesim involved Shem Pesach Amik Aruy Kosha. Vafilishlimi the Elef Sor. Shashuvoshim Shechuok Sheiro. im hoye sham rov mem som nakash. What lashon does he use? Hashuva shim shechu aksheir, not im shechu akulo, but hashuva shim shechu aksheir. And then the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah quotes the Rosh Hashanah in Tmure, but whereas in our text he says Shuvah Shimshachu Akilok Sheo, he quotes the Rosh Hashanah Shuvah Shimshachu Akilok. But then the Rambam has the Roshan of Shuvah Shimshachu Akilok Sheo also. But the first Sio of Amshoche is not its Sio where the Taruvah process precedes the Amshoche. But on the contrary, when the taruvus takes place after them at the culmination, at the consummation of the amshach, there's the first seal. Then the chingad shohoyo bereishi chofso mashu, there's the tisefte, and according to the goyen. So I mean the way the Nitziv mentions the goyen, the Rambam's girsin now brais in tisefte was also gag. Also, God, the king God show your bereshi chof so mashu mikshami, umilei b'kseife, v'nosan l'seichi poches mechov, shenim zahakil posel, uposach hatzineya, v'nim shecho hakil imokimechod, arizimichu kosha. So this is already involves a case where the taruves precedes the amshach. There's the second zio. She'ashuvim she'imshechu kulo ksheo. So the Rambam has both lishenis. You see, in our text, the Loshni is, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shuvah she'imshechu kulo ksheo. The Rambam Pirush HaMishneh quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, Shuvah she'imshechu ksheo. Here, he mentions both lishenis. So according to the Goyen, there are two members. Why there are two members? Because in our Gemara, where's the Gemara? Oh, yes. Here the Gemara says, Michlal de Rabbonon Savre de Berbiye Bam Shochaloi, Allaho de Chiosa Rabbi Nomer Rabbi Yechanan, Shuva Shim Shechua Kulo Teiro. So the Loshen is Chiyose Rabin Omer Rabbi Yechanan Shuvashim Shechua Kulo Teiro. Mane Loi Rabbonon V'Loi Rableza. Loi Rabbonon V'Loi Rableza. So the Yosef the Shiltes mentions another Loshen. Shilta Sadik Vov Daf Kufain Tes Dichiose Ravdi Meoma Shuvo Shehi Mishucho Teheo. So first of all, not Rabbi Noma Rabbi Yechanan, but Ravdi Meoma Rabbi Yechanan. Not Rabbi. Then, not Shuvo Shehi Mishucho Kulo, but Shuvah Shim Shuchatir. So the Goyen says that the Rambam's Girse was different than our Girse. He had both members. What is that? Yeah, yeah. So there are two Girse. There are two members. That's what he says pshat in the Goyen. The Goyen doesn't say it. I mean, it's just Roshi Prokin. But he explains the Goyen. So he says like this. Now, in my shuvim peitles, I'm mikveh al-fechesh. Man taner omar Rafchia Barabi and Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lezer Yaakov. The Tanya Rabbi Lezer Yaakov Gag sheyesh be esrim v'arboim so achaso, not mikveh, but Gag sheyesh be esrim v'achaso mikshomim nimale bikatef sha'esri so u'peiskel mikveh v'inter sha'ashive mitaheres birbiye v'amshoch birbiye v'achshoch. Rebleza be Yaakov, the Tanya Rebleza be Yaakov, Amy a Gag, Shoya, Birbia Vyamshoch, Nichlaud in Taya Bevriamshoch, Vichy. So, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, the interior Shashub Mitteres Birbiamshoch, Nichlaud the Rabbonin Savre. Der Biv am Shochalei al Hode Chirose Robin Om Rabbi Yechon in Shuvu Shimshichi Yerkulat Heyon. But the Goyin says that the Rambam Mitzgeres Michlal Dim Taya Bir Biv am Shoche Vichein Ki Ose Robin Om Rabbi Yechon Shuvu Vichein Ki Ose Robin Omar Rabbi Yechanan Shuvo Shim Shechua Kulo Teir Vichei Nat El Hode Chiyose Nat Shashiva Mitaheres Birbiye Vam Shoche Nat Now you don't get us Nechlal De Rabon And Savar Birbiye Vam Shoche Shashiva Mitaheres Birbiye Vam Shoche Vichei Ki Ose Robin Omar Rabbi Yechanan Shuvo Shim Shechua Kulo Teir Teo, Michlal, now you have to put in Michlal, Rabon Savre, der Bier Vam Shochaloi, El Hodi Chiose, Ravdime Omrabiechen, because the Schultes mentions Ravdim Omrabiechen, and not Shuvashim Shechu or Kulo Teo, but Shuvashim Shecho Teo, Mane, Loi Rabon and Veloi Rablezer, Elomarabel Vachemkil. So the Gir says, Shashive mitaheres birbiye v'am shoche. V'chein ki ose robin om rabbi yechanen, shuvo shim shechu kulo teiro. Michlal d'rabonon savre, dirbiye v'am shoche loi, el ho d'chi ose ravdime om rabbi yechanen. Both memories. El ho d'chi ose ravdime om rabbi yechanen. Shuvo shim shecho nat kulo. Teiro. Mane loy rabonon veloy rablezer. What's the pshat? The pshat is follows. So this is how he explains, and that is bikabole from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He heard it bal peh from the goyim. So the pshat is as follows. V'namayim shuvim peisnon samik ve'elol fechesh. Man tane omar rafchi barabe omar rabbi yechanan rablezer miyakavi. Titanya, not itnam, but titanya. Of course, that's it to a sefer. It's mentioned. It's not itlan. It's not a mishnah. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Yaakov Eimer Gag. I mean the Rambam's girsay. Gag sheyesh ve'esrim ve'achasom mikshomim mimale bikatef chayesri so upeiskon mikve ve'hein teirin sheashive mitaheres birbiya ve'amshoche. What does it mean, Gag? In other words. So the Gemara assumed in the Hava Mine the Dafke as the Rash and the Rosh say Pshat in the Mishnah, but the Rambam says I'll leave the Emes is Lav Dafke. But in the Hava Mine the Gemara assumed now the Makshin now assumed that since Rabbi Yaakov says in the Braise Gag, was by Gag means that Hamshocha is only effective if the Taruvus process precedes the Hamshocha. Gag שיש ב-20 והחסו מקשומים, ממעלה בקטף 19 סו, ופיס כל מיקווה ואין תירים, שהשיבה מתהרס בביר והמשוך. In other words, that המשוך is only effective if the תרובס precedes the המשוך. וכן, כי עושה רובי נאמר רבי יוחנן שובו שימשכו או קול או תירו. So the פשט is not like the חכמה אמור אבן דרש and תסס ממש, it was שוב קולי, he dumped them so on the קרקע, and then he was ממשכת למוקם אחר. No, that no man דומה says a thing like that. That's why the Rambam is so outraged against the sheet of the Chachmei Amarov. But Shuvashim Shechu Okulo Teiro means this case of Gag, or the Mishneh, the exact seal in the Mishneh, in Perik Dalet, Mishneh Dalet, according to the Rash and the Rosh Pshat. In other words, that there was Chof Alef So, Mekshomim, then somebody dumped you Teso, Maim Shuvim, Maim Shuvim, and there was a Taruves, and then he was Mamshich. So that's the Pshat of Shechu Okulo. In other words, he was Mamshich the whole mikveh, after Bitul was Chal. So that's why it has a Chalisha Mikveh. But Mikveh, it has a Chalisha Mikveh. Why does it have a Chalisha Mikveh? If Shovitz doesn't have a Chalisha Mikveh, because through Bitul. So the Miut Maim Shovim lost its identity. It's all Mekshomim, but it has the psul of Shov, Gimulugim. So Shuvo Shim Shechuo Kulo is there. Is there. Because it's Mafkia. Because it's Teiro only. There's a Chumre. Shuvo Shim Shechuo Kulo Teiro is a Chumre. It's a chumre. According to the other Rishonim, it is the biggest kula that you can think of. But this is a chumre. In other words, shuvashim shechu kulotero, that when is amshoch effective? Only when bittul was chal before the amshoch. Some melech has a chalishim mikveh, but the posel mikveh. So then you have to mafkia the psul, so it's there. But suppose you have Chof Alef So in the Be'er, then your Mamshech Yuteh So Shuvim, it's possible. So, Mane, no, once again, V'chein Ki Oseh Robin, Sh'ashiv Mitayar Be'er Amshoche, V'chein Ki Oseh Robin Om Rabbi Yechen Shuvah Shimshechu Kulo Teiro, Michlal D'Rabon Savre D'Rabiyah V'Amshoche Loi. But Rabbonon saw only Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Mati Ram Shoche Bikule, in the sense, not Kule Mamish Kule is Chachma Amarov, understand it, but Kule in the sense that there was Chof Alef So Mekshomim Yuteh So Maim Shuvim, and then it was Nisarev, so there was Bitul Birov, then was Mamshir, then it's Kosha. So who? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mentions that kule. So the Rabbanon Amachmir, and they passel Hamshoche even in the case where the Taruves process preceded Hamshoche. Even in that case he passels it. So Michlal the Rabbanon Savre the Obir Vamshoche Loi. In other words, only that the Rabbanon hold that even the case where the Taruves preceded Amshoche, so it's still not kosher. So Elo Hodichiose Ravdime Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Not a memory. Shuvoshim Shichotero, not im Shichokulo. So Shuvoshim Shichotero implies even if there was no Taruves preceding the Amshoche. Shuvoshim Shicho means you had your chafalef so in the beer, then you dumped on the svasa beer, you test so, and your mam shechet. So it's also teiro. So even that is teiro. Mane loy rabonon veloy rablezer be Yaakov. Hello. So now the Gemara says no, that on the contrary, the machlekes, the between the rabbonon and Reb Leza ben Yaakov is something else. Reb Leza ben Yaakov is a machmir, and Reb Leza ben Yaakov is only matir. One second. Michal the rabbonon savre. One second. Michal the rabbonon savre the birbiye ve'amshoch aloi. So in other words, that. One second. Michal the Rabbon and Savre, the Birbiye Vyam Shoche, Loi, that. Just one second. Rabbon Savre, Vyam Shoche, Loi, that. When there is. Michal Rabbon Savi Biam Shokaloi, Elohod Hirosa Rabdino Rabbi Rabbeichanon, Shuva Shin Shikhiro Ksheiro, Manaloi Rabbon Rabbi Yakovoche Purushi, the Loshin Shuva Shin Shikhiro Ksheiro, Mash Mashaloi Nisarvo Mikedem Shiordu Limikve, Veinam Shoka Bikulo. Because, in other words, Robin and Reb Leza ben Yaakov say that it's kosher only when there is a taruves process preceding the Afshoche. But Rav Dimen, in the name of Beichan, mentions another Aloche, that even if there was no taruves preceding the Afshoche, mashma shaloi, shuvashim shechuok sheo, mashma shaloi nisavo mikedim sheod lemikve, vein Afshoche bikulo, uporich mane, til Rav Leza ben Yaakov binen sheisavo tchile davke, vinas Afshoche bikulo. In other words, according to Rabbi Yaakov, so only when the taruves precedes the amshoche, ul rabbonon leilam posel, according to Hava Menigmore, even when taruves precedes, elo, but such a thing that even when there is no taruves preceding, so it should also be kosher. No one says elo vaday ligam rabbonon kosher berbiye v'amshoche. Umikileid da filunich niso am shuvim be am shoche lisechamik veshalrif shom miskosha. In other words, according to Reb Leza ben Yaakov, so Reb Leza ben Yaakov is a machmir. Reb Leza ben Yaakov, so according to Reb Leza ben Yaakov, so it's only kosher if taruves preceded. But if taruves didn't precede, if taruves takes place at the consummation of the amshoche, then it's not kosher. And the rabbono na mater amshoche in both cases. In the case where there is taruves preceded, and even the case where the taruves doesn't precede. So, and the Rambam Paskins like the Rabbona for Reb Leza ben Yaakov, even though Mishnas Reb Leza ben Yaakov is Kavenoki, Mishnah ben Kavenoki, but that's only a Mishne, but in the Braise, so Yochid the Rabbim is Alochik Rabbi. Zui Nusras HaRambam Shein Shtei Memres, Hode Rab, Hode Robin Shuvashim Shechuo Kshulo, Kshulo, Vi Hode Rab Dime, Shehiv Rabbeinu Shuvashim Shechuo Kshiro, Vi Daitei, Likayim Shtei Memres, Laloche, Gam Hode Robin, Gam Hode Rab Dime. Now we can see the Loshna Rambam. In a mayim halacha ches, in a mayim ashuvim pesos hamikve b'shleisha lugin, ashi yipulis te hamikve min akli, avo lim nigel la mayim ashuvim chus limikve, vinim shechu viyordu limikve in pesos hamikve, ashi yomechso, אבל אם היו ריב מן הקשירה המקווה כושר, כי זאת מקווה שיש בחופסו ומשהו מים שירים, והיו ממעלה ושיפחוס למקווה, והמים ממשוך מיד למקווה, בין שוי ממשוך מהקרקע, או בסך הסילן, וחייצה בי, מדבורים שנפסלנס המקווה הרי הוא כושר, ואפילו ישלימו לאלף זו, שהשווה שימשיכו או כשירו. In other words, that's the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbonon. And the Rambam paskens like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That not only it's kosher, shuvashim shechur kula. Shuvashim shechur kula means the taruvas preceded. That's what shuvashim shechur kula. But the memory of Ravdime means even if taruvas didn't precede, shuvashim shechur. You had chafalef so in the mikveh, and then you manipulated that your tesor should come should be nimshach al gabe kark in the mikveh. It's also kosher. That's kosher according to whom, even though the taruves doesn't precede amshach. That's kosher al libe de rabbonon of Elazar ben Yaakov, but not al libe de Elazar ben Yaakov. The rampastin like the rabbonon of Elazar ben Yaakov, and even though mishnas of Elazar ben Yaakov are no kibbutz, the Rambam l'shitose in Hilchos Korban Pesach, he's chilek on the Ravid, and he says that the cloud of Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinoki is limited only to the Mishnah, not to Ibraise. Here it's Ibraise. So he passed Yochan the Rabbim is Alochik Rabbim. So true according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there is a Chumre according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so Hamshocha is only effective if the Taruves precedes the Hamshocha. Precedes the Amshocha, like the case mentioned in Peridalet Mishdalet, according to Rabbi Yaakov. So only this case Amshocha is effective, where Taruves precedes. But the Rambam passes like the Rabbanon, so even when the Taruves doesn't precede, so whose memory is that we pass like the Rabbanon with Yaakov? That's Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan. That's Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechanan. And Robin on Rabbi Yechanan, because we could argue both ways, you see. We could argue both ways. Some male Rabbi Yechanan made two memories. One memory that he was Mater Amshocha in the case where the Taruves preceded the Amshocha. Because one could establish a good case with good logic, with cogent logic, and say that way around, just it would be just as reasonable. I mean, one could argue logically that in the case where you had Chof Halef so Mishonim, then you manipulated that your test so should be Nimshach into the Be'er, then I'm sure he's kosher, because then the Psul of Shov doesn't even arise. So from Shoche, you preclude the Chaleishem of Shov to be Chal. Mashenken in the case where you dumped and Chofalef so Mikshomim, you test so Maim Shuvim, so you already became Basel. Then you're Mamshich, the whole Mikveh in total. Then it's not Chal. Just the other way around, it would be just as reasonable. Just as reasonable. So Mele, Rabbi Yechanan had to mention two members. That's
the
pshat of the Goyim. It's remarkable. I mean, in a few words, it contains a mountain here. So, in other words, so two members by Rabbi Yechanan. One is Robinom Rabbi Yechanan. Robinom Rabbi Yechanan says, Shuvo Shim Shechu Kulo Yishkeo. And that's a bit chiddush. Because we could say the other way around. In the case where you had Chof Halef so Mikshomim in the Be'er, then you manipulate that your Tesor Shuvim should be Nimshach, then it's all right. Because then the time when it comes into the Be'er, into the Mikveh, the Shem Posel doesn't even occur. So the Hamshoche precludes the taking effect of the Psul Shov. Mashink in the case where you have Chalef Sor. We have a foul of so mikshonim, and then you tell, don't be a dying, you tesser. It already becomes possible. Then your mom shir, the whole mem shor. Then it has to be mafkia, ish, a shem shov that we already have. Ham shoche cannot do that. So that's the chiddush by Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Shuvoshim shechuo kulo is also clear. It's also clear because you could argue the other way. Shuvashim Shicho is there. So then the effect of Hamshoch is that the Shem Shov shouldn't be Chal. Mashinkin Shechua Kulo. So the Shem, the Psul of Shov is already Chal. You want to be Mafkia? That you cannot do. So Omar Rabin Omar Bechon, Shuvashim Shechua Kulo is Kshir. In other words, Michael Mashmalon, that even when the psul of shov was chal, so Amshoche has the potential, the capacity to be mafkia, the psul that was already chal. It's chiddush. That's one chiddush by Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rav Dima Omer Rabbi Yochanan mentions another member, because we could argue truly know that Amshoche could preclude the Chaleishem Psul of Shov. So, Chaleishem Psul of Shov. But we could, he knows. So now, once we know this thing, that Hamshoche can be Mafkiat, the Shom Shov that was already Chal, so we could say, Dafke in the case of Shuvashim Shechua Kulo is Kshero. Because there are two problems. One problem is Bimafkia the Psul of Shov. So, the Chiddush by the memory of Omar Rabin or Rabbi Yochanan is that Hamshoche can be Mafkia the Psul. But there is another problem. Shov does not have a Chalish and Mikveh. Shov does not have a Chalish and Mikveh. So Mimele in the case, so I could argue, in the case of Shuvashim Shechua Kulo, we understand, because true, so Rabbi Yochanan tells us that Hamshoche can be Mafkia, the Shem Shov, that is, that was Chal. But there is another problem. If it's Shov, he doesn't have a Chalish and Mikveh, but if it's in Shekua Kulo, so then for Bitu Birov, the Shem Mikveh was Chal. But puzzle, all right. So that's the Aloche of there's the aloche that Amshoche can be Mafkia the Shem Psul. But I could still argue that Hamshoche is only effective dafk in the case of Shem Shechua Kulo, because then there is a process of bittul at the very outset before it's nimshach lemikveh. So mimele through bittul the Shem Mikveh is chal, and then through Hamshoche it passes. Mashenk in the case where you had Chof Halef Sor, in the Mikshomim, and then you are Mamshich, you test so, Maim Shuvim, so how could the Shem Chaleishem Mikveh Bechal? How could the Chaleishem Mikveh Bechal? So the Chaleishem Mikveh couldn't even Bechal. Hamshoche could not confer a new Chaleishem that was not there before. So what's the Chiddush? That the Chaleishem Mikveh is Chal for the Taruves that takes place after the Hamshoche. That's a Chiddush. So that's the Chiddush by Rav Dime Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shuvashim Shechua Kshero. Now, in the aloche of the memory of Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yochanan is Tolu B'machlekes, is told Machlekes Rabbonon Rablezer ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Yechonen Paskins like Rabbonon, but the other case is not even tolo in the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbonon. Anyway, the Rambam paskens like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, so mele is machshir amshocha in both cases. In the case mentioned by the memre of Rav Dimon Rabbi Yechonen Shuvashim Shichur Ksheiro, and in the case mentioned in the memre of Robinom Rabbi Yechonen of Shuvashim Shichur Kulatero. This is the Psakar. This is how the Goyin explains it. Okay, I think that will be enough. Now, there is no possibility of a minion for me.
I don't think so.
Gimel Mishnah Rabbi Yisei Imeir Shnei Mikroi Sheim Boem Arbo Oso Arbo Inso Vinoflu Lozelu Gumechsov Lozelu Gumechsov Venisar Vokshir Mipnei Shol Nikro Aleim Shem Pso. Suppose you have two mikvot and neither mikve has Arbo Inso, and then if a mikveh does not have aboim sor, so gimolu gimol pasal the mikveh. But then into one mikveh lug and a half of shuvim fell. In the other mikveh also lug and a half of shuvim fell. And then so far it's kosher. I mean, of course you have to get more water. But if it will start raining and it will be mashli mem so, so it's kosher, because mikveh number one is not possible. It's potentially kosher. It cannot be table because it doesn't have aboim so. But if more water will come in from the rainfall, it will become kosher. True, it has shuvim, but only a lug and a half. And mikveh number two, the same thing. But then Nisav, then he made a shifaras aleid, and he intermingled the two mikvahs. So then it's considered as one mikveh. Let's say, suppose there was a wall between the two mikvahs, and the one mikveh 20 so, the other mikveh 20 so, and there was a wall. Then he constructed the nekev of Shferas Adait, and then through the Tnekev, some water from each mikveh started to flow and became intermingled. So together, Iyav Mikveh Shferas Adait, so together it became one mikveh of Memso through the Nekev of the Shferas Adait. But then we should say it should be possible, because since it's one mikveh, so mele there is gimulugim, and suppose it will mamish be ma'arevet. Nah, there won't even be a wall. Let's say it took away the wall, there was a wall, and then it took away the wall, so it's mamishil, not dinil, but mamishil. So it's still kosher. Why? Because until he took away the wall originally, so there was a wall between mikveh number one. There was, let's say, this is mikveh number one, this is mikveh number two, and then there was war. So here 20, here 20, here Lugin Hef Shuvim, here Lugin Hef Shuvim. So this was potentially a good mikveh once more rainwater will come in. So it will be good. And this, but then he took away the wall and he manipulated it. Should be Mameshiov, not just Dinirov, Shveras and Eid, not Mameshiov. They started to overflow each other. Mameshiov. So it's still kosher. Why is it kosher? Because Loinikra Aleim Shem Psu. Until he took away the wall and he was meared them into one mikveh. So each mikveh on each side of the wall was kosher. It only had potentially kosher. So because it only had a look in the half. Now that together it's one mikveh and there is three, but together it's memso. So it couldn't become possible.